with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. New Hampshire is next after Donald Trump's big win in Iowa. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The dominating victory in Iowa puts new pressure on second-place finisher Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley, who was third. Political analyst Dante Scala, who teaches at the University of New Hampshire.
What Nikki Haley has to do over the next 7 days is puncture that feeling of inevitability, not just among Trump voters, but among her own voters.
And what about the Florida governor?
The problem for Ron DeSantis right now is that he really hasn't had a message that he's been transmitting to New Hampshire voters now for a good couple of months.
Because DeSantis was so focused on Iowa, the New Hampshire primary is next Tuesday. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. military carried out new strikes in Yemen on Tuesday against the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says all nations have a stake in making sure Houthi attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden end.
We anticipated the Houthis would continue to try to hold this critical artery at risk, and we continue to reserve the right to take further action, but this needs to be an all-hands-on-deck effort.
Disruptions to Red Sea shipping caused by Houthi attacks will push up prices of consumer goods in Europe in particular. Federal prosecutors are urging a judge to reject Hunter Biden's efforts to dismiss the gun charges against him, revealing that investigators last year found cocaine residue on the pouch the president's son used to hold his gun. In pushing for the case against President Biden's son to proceed, prosecutors said Tuesday the strength of the evidence against him is overwhelming. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 231 points, the Nasdaq dropped 28, the S&P 500 lower by 17. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom will continue in Finland.
In a case that has attracted international attention, the government is trying to punish a Lutheran bishop and a Christian member of parliament for stating that homosexuality is contrary to the will of God. Two lower courts have unanimously ruled in favor of Bishop Johanna Pohjola and MP Pavi Rasinen. The government is now appealing the case to the Finnish Supreme Court. The two were accused of violating hate speech laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers are debating whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 education funding annually. The money comes with federal requirements that state schools promote the LGBT agenda. At least 20 schools have approved a ban on boys competing against girls in school sports, but the Biden administration plans to forbid such bans, calling them a violation of Title IX, the landmark 1972 legislation designed to protect women's sports. This is SRN News. The Biden administration's battle to cut consumer overdraft fees is heating up.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is expected to propose rules this week that further rein in banks' ability to charge customers a fee when they overdraw their bank accounts. Opponents of the fees often cite the example of a $3 cup of coffee costing someone $40. The banking industry is gearing up to fight back with a multi-million dollar marketing and lobbying campaign. While banks have drastically cut back on overdraft fees over the past decade, the nation's biggest banks still take in roughly $8 billion in overdraft fees every year. That's according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
A federal judge sided with the Biden administration and blocked JetBlue Airways from buying Spirit Airlines. The judge said the $3.8 billion deal would reduce competition. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.